guys, welcome to the Angela Bless Show. Welcome to our new season of Help Solve Me on Unsolved Crimes that we just recently produced it. And it airs on Sundays. Today is Monday. I know, I'm sorry guys, I'm late. I had a recording. I had to film a sports event, but that's no excuse. I should have jumped on here and did it. But you can catch Help Solve Me, Unsolved Crimes, on Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on all platforms also. You can catch Help Find Me, which is a missing persons, missing children show also on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And we have Thursdays opens also that we do, topics, interviews, and so forth like that. You know, because I'm late, I'm going to just jump right in. Yes, I'm sorry, guys. I love you guys, too. Ooh, thank you. So, guys, our person of interest today that we really want this crime solved, because as I read this, I want you to listen to this. The puzzles are not fitting together. There's no way. You'll see. I'm going to talk between I'm doing this. So, the person of interest, the person's unsolved, help solve me, is Joseph Smiley. Joseph Smiley, moving down. So I was reading the story. I was reading different articles because I like to get a feel of which one I want to kind of piggyback on it and do a story on and write down some stuff about what's going on. So I kind of piggyback off of Uncovered and a couple more people because I want to match the stories. Some stories just say this and some stories say this and that. And sometimes I'll go back and read another story and it's saying the opposite. So I try to get the actual things that is happening or have happened to that person. So I'm waiting for a confirmation so I can get hold of the case file so I don't have to be doing that and can actually see what's going on in the files. So moving along, Joseph Smiley was attending IU in 2015 when he mysteriously died after sending a strange text message to his sister. In September 2015, Joseph William Smiley II was a 20-year-old sophomore major at Indiana University. When he disappeared and was later found dead in a lake near the school's campus. Prior to his death, Joseph was a good student, getting A's and B's in his freshman year, who was interested in a career as a pharmacist, and he had recently joined the fraternity. Before attending IU, Joseph played trombone and wrestled in high school. I love wrestling. My heart going on my squares podcast, and he was close with his older sister Vivian. One of his friends described Joseph as someone who sent positive vibes wherever he went and had a number of close friends. She also said he was extremely intelligent and a great friend to have. Listen to this. When Joseph went missing, Joseph's sister Vivian was the one who reported him missing on September 28, 2015. At 4:15 that morning, she received a strange text message from Joseph's phone stating that he loved her and that he was planning to leave the country. Listen again. He sent a strange message saying that he loved her and he was planning on to leaving the country. The text also said she should try to contact him, but he would get in touch after he settled overseas. At first, she thought he might be joking, but when he didn't respond to her attempts to reach him, she got worried and contacted the police department. So what I'm looking at and reading here, they have a text message and saying the very same thing. And she responded like, laugh out loud, shut up. Make sure you pay that apartment. So she's joking with him and he never responded back. So he did text her at 4:15 a.m. When investigation spoke with Joseph's roommates, who were also his fraternity brothers, the roommates claimed they last seen Joseph late night before September 27, 2015. According to their story, they went to Griffith Lake, which Joseph tried to see the lure on the eclipse called a blue moon, but due to the cloud coverage, they couldn't see much in return to their fraternity house. You see where I'm going? They went to go see a blood moon. Okay. The roommate said that everyone went to their separate rooms before midnight, and that was the last time they saw Joseph. The search of Joseph's room at the frat house revealed that most of his possession was still there, but his cell phone was missing. There was also a handwritten note with a message similar in a cryptic text Vivian received saying that Joseph was leaving the country and his roommate shouldn't try to contact him. The note was signed Smiley, which Joseph's frat brothers say they usually call him. After seeing the note, Vivian stated that she didn't think it looked like Joseph's handwriting. She noted that it appeared to be written by a left-handed person, but Joseph was right-handed. It also notable that Joseph did not have a known passport at the time, so international travel would have been difficult. In addition, according to Vivian, it was out of the character for Joseph to skip out on responsibilities such as his college studies and rent payment he owed on previous residence for which Vivian had co-signed. Okay, so first of all, he went to this lake, right, to watch the full blue moon. You know how I am. Sacrifices, all kinds of stuff happens with that crap, right? So now you found a strange note. Who actually literally leaves a note saying that, don't find me? Something, I mean, any smart detective or FBI agent, red flags would be right now. Did you see his other handwriting? Did you match them up? Did you have somebody that's seen it? I want you guys to watch this because it doesn't take a science rocket to find out something was wrong, right? Keep on. The day Joseph's remains was discovered. Around 7 p.m. October 2nd, 2015, a couple of Frenchmen found a body in the Griffin Lake, also known as Griffin Reservoir, which approximately 3 miles north of the IU campus. The next day, law enforcement official confirmed that the body was Joseph Smidley. His body was found face up in the water and was only about 3 feet. 3 feet, guys. Floating approximately 10 feet from shore. There were more than 60 pounds of rocks in a backpack strapped to his chest. But y'all last saw him leaving Griffin Lake and going into his room. That does not make, if you hear me yell or whatever, that makes no sense. Make it make sense. You got some stupid detectives and police department in that community. Make it make sense. I'm getting mad about this. Let me calm down. I'm getting very passionate about this. Because let me explain something to you before I move out. A police, if you're a doctor, you take an oath, a sworn oath to protect and serve, you know, the people, save their lives and so forth. I'll read it later in that life. The police department, the honest to take told the truth. You know, most of you guys just take that oath and throw it away and don't worry about it. You worry about who's threatening your lives and you worry about putting money in your pocket. This dude had a book bag full of 60 pounds worth of rocks strapped to his body. But listen, the last time the roommate saw him was when he was in his room. But all of a sudden, his sister get a crypt message saying, don't contact him. He's going out of the country. That does not sound like someone's committed suicide. That sounds like somebody's trying to cover something up, a murder up. After a brief investigation by police and an autopsy, the Marin County coroner ruled that Joseph's cause of death was drowning and his manner of death was suicide. A toxicology report showed that Joseph had both THC and alcohol in his system at the time of death. Police did not at the time or still do not believe foul play was involved. Yes, hell, yes it was. There was no foul play. Perhaps his fraternity brother got this boy pissy drunk and he couldn't revive him, so they strapped a book bag around him and put him in 3 feet of water. How you drown in 3 feet of water unless someone's holding you down? Autopsy report. This is sad. The people that has been sworn in as the police department, detectives, autopsy, all of them people. And not everyone. Most of them. I just feel, oh my God. In contrast, Vivian and other loved ones did not know then and still do not agree with the coroner's determination. For one thing, Vivian thought it was odd that Joseph could have drowned in such shallow water because he was a strong swimmer. Make it make sense. He drowned in 3 feet of water. Let me stop. I'm sorry. I'm literally also, she assists that it's not uncommon for cases in which the victim is a person of color to receive less media coverage and fewer investigation resources than the cases of white victims, a fact that it could have permanently contributed to how the brother's death was treated. There's also the fact that Joseph's Twitter account profile displayed that description, I found dead. It found dead in police custody. It wasn't suicide. It's unclear when the description was posted or by whom. But if Joseph himself published this message, did he have a reason to suspect he might be a target, or was it merely an error, a coincidence? Where the case stands today. This is crazy, guys. This is crazy. How do you drown in 3 foot of water with 60 pounds of rocks in a book bag tied to you? Someone talk to me about this, because it doesn't make sense. The case is considered closed by law enforcement, but Joseph's family has not given up their fight for justice and answers. The family recently raised more than $10,000, and probably more than this, because this is particularly an old article. Who hired an attorney and a private investigator to continue looking into the circumstances and the surrounding Joseph's death. Part of their work includes enabling a forensic person to hire by the family of a complete and second autopsy. Has initial findings show, oh my God, hemoglobin in Joseph's back that did not seem consistent with suicide, but not finalize his report without more information from police files. They're not going to give him the files. So far, the Bloomington Police Department has refused to cooperate with the family's request of information. Shame on you, Bloomington Police Department. If you want to be a police officer, do not go to that police department. Go somewhere else and get hired. Or if you're a lead detective now and you want to find something to open the case, give us this file. An interesting note about the Sigma fraternity that Joseph had pledged as in April 2021, IU chapter was suspended until at least August 2023 for hazing and endangering. I knew it! This is what happened. They, I knew it! I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry, 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 sorry. I said it, didn't I? I said it. Hazing, endanger others, dishonest conduct, and failure to comply with university and county detectives. There's no evidence that Joseph's death had anything to do with his involvement in the fraternity, but the recent pattern of disregard for basic safety by the fraternity chapter is noteworthy. As of September 2021, there was a $100,000 reward of any information leading to reopening Joseph's case. This is also an active petition to reopen the case, which anyone can sign by visiting Joseph's page on charge.change.org. Please sign it. Anyone with information regarding Joseph Smiley's death should submit a tip via the Justice for Joseph Facebook page or by contacting the Bloomingdale Police Department. Why would you want to contact them and they're not doing anything? I think they should have put the detective on there or a family member in that. Well, here's their number, though. The area code 812-339-4477. Again, anyone with tips should post on Justice for Joseph on page or by contact the Bloomingdale Police Department at 812-339-4477. So just to back up, and hopefully this is all the story. So first of all, Joseph's sister gets a strange message. So she knows her brother. Just like me and you know our brothers and our children. Saying they're going out of country and he's not coming back. That's strange, right? She calls the police, you know, and before he was found in the river, the lake, you know, the fraternity people say they saw him because they went to go see a full moon and they saw him go back in his room. So you saw him go back in his room, right? But later down the line, he was found in 3 feet of water with rocks in 60 pounds of rocks in his book bag tied around his chest. So maybe the people that found him, the people in the school that found him, kind of felt guilty and went looking for his body and they found it and called the police department. I don't know. But I kind of, you know, they say that he had some type of drugs in his system. So they say, I don't know if the coroners put it in there or not. But, you know, it could have been hazing. I don't know. And they got scared and put him in there and try to make him float in there. But you made a mistake. This guy was an amazing swimmer. How do you drown in 3 feet of water? Somebody make it make sense. Bloomingdale Police Department, how do you close a case with all the evidence in front of you? Someone is lying. That's not his handwriting. You know, but anyways, I pray that they get this resolved. I pray that they get peace from this case. This is a case and this is not a suicide. How do you commit suicide in 3 feet of water? Explain to me. Someone explain that to me. But if you have any information, please just post on Joseph Smedley's. Is I'm saying his name right? It's Smedley's. Justice for Joseph Facebook page. This is a very sad case. You know, we as, before I leave here, I always say this, You know, I know we always talk about how, you know, the media doesn't cover such ethnic backgrounds missing or cases and so forth like that. As long as I've been doing, this is my second season of doing the Help Find Me Missing Persons and Missing Children. It's been some non-black people cases that they don't follow up on either. You know what I'm saying? I know they're saying, oh, no, it's, trust me. I did my researches for a lot of cases, and it's sad. It has you crying sometimes also. But we as the public, as the community, it's up to us to post this and reach out to people. I had no idea about this case till I started digging for it and looking for it because I started this new series. So hopefully someone listens to this podcast. This show, talk show, I'm called a talk show. It's no longer called a podcast. And share it, and hopefully the case get opened back up, because I do believe this is the case. I believe this is not suicide. I believe everything that the coroner did was wrong. He reported it wrong. He may not. He probably did have something in, but you know, he had abbreviations. He has bruises on his back and everything. That means someone probably beat him, or they drug him down to the river. I don't know if he, you know, it was due to his fraternity frat brothers, that him drinking and he passing out, or something had happened. They know something happened. Those fraternity brothers back in 2015, what really happened? One of y'all come for? Are you? Some of you guys are miserable right now. Dream after death after dream. I pray that you come forth. I pray that the guilt be so hard on you that you come forth and tell the truth for those that are all involved, was involved, you know. But this is Angela Bless on Help Solve Me, Unsolved Crimes. You can tune into me every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on all platforms. I'm going to change it to 8, but hey, I know this Monday, but I love you guys. Continue to be blessed. Bye.